58 dead and over 480 wounded, and the worst shooting in our U.S. history on land. The world seeks a motive why someone would do such a horrendous act, but as Christians, we know what's behind all evil. It's sin and wickedness and evil wild grapes and the devil who prowls around like a roaring lion seeking to devour someone. What lays before our eyes is not even close to how God created our world. He created it good. He dug it. He cleared it of stones. He planted it with the choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it. He even hewed out a wine vat in it, he sings. And then he waited for it to yield fruit. The Lord's like a landowner who does everything he can to care for his land. He does all that he can to care for it and to make it good. Not only does he take front-end precautions, but he also has this expectation for future results. He digs a wine vat in it, waiting for it to produce good fruit, because he digs and he clears and he plants and the Lord protects. The Lord created this world good and he filled it with his righteousness and justice. He says, "What more could I have done for my vineyard that I haven't done already?" Nothing. You worked, Lord, and you worked good. Nothing but good. And he waited for it to produce fruit, and we yielded wild grapes. There's no shortage of wild grapes in our world. Consider for a moment the fruits of your own life. If the Lord were to sing his song of his beloved over you, what would he sing about? Would he sing about how the Lord worked his control in your life, his power, his sovereignty, his presence to watch over you, and yet you yielded doubt and worry, wondering what's going to happen next? Would he sing about how the Lord worked in you a need to rest and relax, and yet you yielded this gruesome pace of work that wears you out and crushes you? Would he sing about how the Lord worked in you these abundant possessions, gave you everything that you need for your body and soul, and yet you yielded selfishness and greed, covetousness, wanting more and more and more? Would you sing about how the Lord worked justice for you, and yet you yielded injustice? You don't trust the Lord to work his vengeance anymore, and so you take justice into your own hands, one Facebook post at a time, one spread of gossip at a time, one bit of anger at a time that keeps you from going to bed peacefully, because you try to bring justice rather than letting the Lord who works justice do it? Or would he sing about how he worked righteousness in you? How he brought you to his Son in the waters of your baptism and placed you in the holy ark of the Christian church, even built a watchtower in your life and these hedges of protection around you. He brought in faithful parents. He brought in faithful pastors. He brought his word to you to keep you safe. He produced righteousness in you. He did everything that he could so that you would be filled with his good and his righteousness, and yet you produce wild grapes. Can't seem to get the sin out of your life and the root. There's no shortage of wild grapes in the world. In our nation, in our land, there's no shortage of wild grapes in our own lives. And so now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, he sings, people of Trinity, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done? And when I looked for you to yield grapes, why did you yield wild grapes? So now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. The Lord will remove the hedge that he has placed, and you will be devoured. And the Lord will break down the walls that he built, and you will be trampled. And the Lord will make his vineyard a waste. No pruning, no rain, no fruit. Only thorns and briars shall grow in the vineyard. There's no shortage of wild grapes. And the Lord is just to devour us along with all the wild grapes in his entire vineyard. But that is just it. It's his entire vineyard. You are his vineyard. I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. You are his. What more could I have done to my vineyard that I have not done? You're his vineyard. And so in spite of your wild grapes, the Lord doesn't go looking for another vineyard, but he will lay this one to waste. In spite of your wild grapes, the Lord doesn't disown you or forsake you. You're his vineyard, but he will devour you. In spite of your wild grapes, the Lord doesn't leave you, but he will trample it, so that one who is righteous, one righteous vine would sprout forth from this desolated vineyard. One vine who is filled with righteousness and justice. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. And every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Jesus is the true vine, the beloved of his Father, who was devoured for all the wild grapes of the world, his body trampled down for the sake of the unrighteous. He was the one who was made waste. And thorns and briars grew upon him and pierced his brow. Yet he was the Lord's pleasant planting. And in Jesus, our Lord worked for our good yet again and raised him from the dead. The Lord has worked his righteousness for our sake, that by faith alone we may have the fruits of Jesus' life and death and resurrection in our very own lives. And through the Lord's vine and branches, God is working beautiful fruit again in this world. Fruit like love and joy, peace and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The Lord works fruit in those who are in his Son and yearn for his Spirit. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So we take all the wild grapes in our lives and we crush them on our cornerstone. We lay them at the foot of his cross. Take these from me, fill me with your fruit so that we can fill the whole world with the fruit of Jesus, because one day the whole world will be filled with nothing but the fruit from the vine. Isaiah sings about it. Chapter 27, he said, in that day, a pleasant vineyard I will sing of it. I, the Lord, will be her keeper, and every moment I'll water her. No one will hurt her. I'll keep watch over her night and day. I'll have no wrath. Would that I have thorns to battle then. I'd march against them. I'd burn those thorns. And those days to come, Jacob shall take root. Israel shall blossom and put forth shoots and fill the whole world with fruit. The fruit of Jesus is no more worrying, no more grueling paces, no more greed or anger, no more sin, and certainly no more death. He is filling the whole world with his good fruit through his body. And one day, the world will be filled with nothing but the fruit of the Lord. Amen.